我们翻到了，我们就一起来读，请。耶和华，我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显于天。你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口不言。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟顾念他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的羊牛、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。第二处经文是在箴言第八篇22-23节。翻到了，我们要一起来读，请。在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先，就有了我。从亘古，从太初，出到有世界以前，我已被立。今天正道的题目是：你的名在全地是多么威严！你的名在全地是多么威严！讲员是柯大卫老师。
早安。
This is Evan.
今天我邀请我跟太太的好朋友，他是陈传道，陈荣峰传道，他在那是一个菲律宾教会当牧者，所以我也邀请他帮助翻译，因为我的台语不好。
台语吗？
对，开玩笑吧。OK, so thank you so much for helping.
You're welcome.
So is everyone tired and rested?
今天早上大家很累吗？有好好的休息吗
？Oh come on, be honest. It's the end of the semester.
这个是学期的结束了，对不对？
I've been in seminary. At the end of the semester, we are all tired, right?
在我曾经当过神学生，我知道在学期的末了，就是有一种很累的感觉。
Right? How many of us have two reports, at least two reports to make?
我们这边当中有多少人还有报告，最少两份以上要做的？来举一下手，我们看一下。
See, I tell you that you're all tired.
看吧，我就知道哈。
So this week has been the Pentecost.Sunday.
其实这个礼拜是五旬节的礼拜日。
Two Sundays before, all the churches in the world, the Christian churches, preach about the Pentecost Sunday.
在这整个月有很全世界很多教会都在宣扬有关于五旬节。
And then yesterday was the Trinity Sunday.
昨天是三位一体圣日。
So this is the based on the Christian calendar where all the churches who are preaching, they follow the topics.
我们在基督教的传统当中，我们会按照这些基督教节庆来宣扬当时符合那个节期的信息。
So I try to be faithful to the Christian calendar. So today we will talk about the Holy Spirit.
所以我今天要跟着这个基督教的这个月历来走，就是我今天早上要谈到圣灵。
But we will talk about him through the perspective of the Old Testament.
特别是从
from the perspective of the Old Testament.
从旧约的观点当中，我今天要分享一些圣灵的工作。
And so more specifically, we will focus on this concept of the majesty of God.
特别是我们今天早上要专注在今天的这个题目，是你的名在全地是多么的威严。
And I would like to share with you from this view that the psalmist from Psalm chapter 8 shares with us.
诗篇第八篇，这个名，主耶稣这个名，威严这个观点来跟大家分享。
Okay, are you with me? Okay, so the majesty of God.
这是神的威严。
Now, I know in Chinese there's two different ways to translate it, but
我知道其实这个字在中文有很多种各样的翻译。
So we will stay with 威严。So we will stay there.
我是选那个英文是 majesty， 我选威严这个翻译这个字。
Let me start with a personal experience from Kentucky.
我要先从我自己个人之前在肯塔基州住的经验。
This is the Red River Gorge, and if you've been in Kentucky, like Xie 老师 and who else? Oh, of course, yeah, Chang 老师，
陈
委会长 ，he was there.But I don't know if you went to visit.
不知道如果当中有些老师或是院长曾经到过这个地方。
It's a beautiful
景点。
Yeah, it's a beautiful forest reserve.
是一个非常漂亮的有瀑布有就是一个休息的地方。
More beautiful than Kanding Forest.
比垦丁还要漂亮很多。
I think I'm going out. But in September, October during the fall, when the leaves of the trees change, it's even gorgeous.
特别是每一年的九月、十月份，因为它是秋天，当就是落叶下来的时候，非常的那里非常的漂亮。
And so some of us students, we would go for a weekend, and we go there, stay Friday evening camping, and then Saturday we would hike.
我们学生会大家一起组一个小队，会到这个地方去，可能会在那边待一个礼拜，然后有一些健走之类，就是欣赏那个自然的风景。
And this one time we were with our friends and we went out hiking and we split up into different groups.
我们那一天就是小组里面大家分成不同的那个小组，然后我们就各自在山里面去践行。
And I was in one group with with three of my friends.
我们大概一组，我们这一组有三个人。
And we were walking and that was the time when I was so discouraged in my life.
我要说那个时刻，在我走的路程里面，那个时刻是我人生中一个非常低潮的时段。
Now you have to remember, Kentucky, Wilmore, Kentucky is a small town.
你知道肯塔基是一个很小的镇。Wilmore 这个地方是在肯塔基里面很小的一个镇。
There's only about 1,200 people in the small town.
大概1,200人的居民住在那里。
There's a few Chinese, maybe 1-3 families.
可能有两三个中华人的家庭。
No Filipinos.
完全没有菲律宾人。
And that year I came for 6 months. I did not speak any Filipino words.
我在美国住超过六个月，我没有讲过一句菲律宾话。
I did not eat any Filipino food.
我没有吃过吃到任何菲律宾的食物。
I did not see any Filipino person.
我也看不到任何菲律宾人就在马路上完全看不到。
And I saw inside of me, I was so lonely, I was so depressed.
我觉得我很沮丧，我整个人觉得在这个环境里面我很孤单。
And then all the homework came, homework from the art classes and.
然后而且还有很多，我还要应付很多学校的作业。
So I was so stressed out.
我整个人很非常沮丧。
And I prayed and I prayed to God.
我常常跟神祷告。
And so this one time I was praying, I was walking and enjoying the beauty of Red River Gorge.
所以在那个时刻，我跟我的朋友走在这个美丽的风景当中的时候，我也心中也继续在祷告。
And I just want to be alone with God. So I told my classmates, "Can you please go somewhere else, and I'll just walk by myself."
我就发现我需要一个独处的时刻，所以我告诉我的另外两个朋友说，你们可不可以走另外一条路？我先自己走这一段路。
So I walk close to this ravine or the cliff right here.
所以我靠近快要到悬崖，我往那个方向一个人走去的时候。
And that time there was no wind.
那个时候没有一点风。
So I stood there in one of the cliffs and I just enjoyed the beauty of the trees.
我站在那个悬崖旁边，看见这美丽的风景。
And there was a several trees beside me.
Several.
Oh, there are several trees beside me.
有一些树在旁边。
And there was no wind, but then one of the leaf fell from one of the tree.
那个很奇妙的景象是当时并没有风在，但是有一棵树上面的树那个叶子就落下来。
And I watched the leaf fall and followed it until I couldn't see it anymore. It went through the valley.
我看着那片树叶，那个流动，一直慢慢落下来，一直到下面的山谷，再也看不见它。
And that very moment, I felt God talking to me.
在那个时刻，我觉得上帝在跟我说话。
And God told me, "See, David, that leaf I made it to fall right here, right now, just to catch your attention."
我听到上帝跟我说，大卫，你知道吗？我这一片叶子在这个时刻，在这个地方为你而落下来。
David, I will take care of you.
大卫，我会照顾你。
I love you so much.
我很爱你。
Do not worry about what you will do after seminary.
所以你不用为你将来神学院毕业之后的生活担忧。
I will be your God.
我是你的神。
Just as much as I took care of this leaf that fell to the valley, I will take care of you.
就像这一片落叶，我怎么照顾、看顾这片落叶，我一样要看顾你。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you because you are a loving God.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你是一位充满慈爱的天父。
And you are the God who is majestic in our midst.
你是一位充满威严慈爱的主。
Help us as we study your word today.
今天早晨你自己的话开启我们的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. So here the psalmist is talking about the majesty of God.
诗篇里面讲到神的那个尊贵，那个威严。
And I'm going to suggest that don't move hers. Just goes in the first line right there. Thank you. The majesty of God. I'm going to suggest that this is one description of the psalmist about the Holy Spirit.
我认为在这篇里面谈到的神是强调的是在圣灵。
When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're so used to Him being coming in power.
我们每一次想到圣灵的时候，我们比较习惯的想法是圣灵是一个充满大能的神。
Especially when we look at the Book of Acts.
特别我们如果读使徒行传的时候。
Or when we look at the Book of the Prophets.
或者是我们看这些先知书的时候。
We're also used to studying the Holy Spirit as referred to as the breath of God.
我们也会，当我们谈到圣灵，我们认为是神的气息。
So we see a lot of that in the Book of Job.
在约伯记当中。
And the classic one is in Genesis when God breathed His life.
特别在创世纪当，我们都知道，当我们说神吹了一口气到亚当的身体里，我们认为那就是圣灵。
But today I would like to share more about the majesty of God.
但是我今天早上要特别强调神的那个尊贵，那个威严。
And the majesty of God is when the Holy Spirit comes to creation and then renews creation and the world around us.
我认为圣灵是神透过圣灵要来当圣灵吹到我们生命当中的时候，我们人要经历那个更新的生命。
And you could see here in the description of the whole chapter 8, we see that the psalmist speaks of seeing the glory, the strength of God through babies.
那个在诗篇第八篇里面甚至谈到从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
And also the scripture speaks of seeing the glory of God when you look at the stars in heaven.
他甚至也提到我们可以透过所看天还有月亮星宿，我们可以看见上帝。
And then also later on, it's the psalmist speaks of seeing the beauty of humanity because they were created a little lower than angels.
甚至呢他有诗篇第八篇里面提到那个神所创造那个受造物的那个在第五节里面比天使微小一点，但是赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And I would just think this is when you see the creative powers, the creative skills of man through the arts of music or anything beautiful.
其实在我们生活当中，当我们看见人有那个创造能力，透过比如人有很美好的音乐或是艺术作品，或是我们人生命当中发生美好的事情的时候，我们可以体会那个神创造的美。
And the psalmist is very clear here that our response should be like what he said here. O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
所以当人看见这创造的美的时候，人会像诗篇里面会有这样一个很自然的反应，我们受到就是说，上帝啊，你创造何其美，上帝你何其美。
And this is my hope today after my sharing, I would like you to search deep inside and respond to God and say, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
所以今天早晨我盼望在跟你们分享的时候，因为这个信息我们可以更深的来看见自己，检查自己，说我们会将那个我们的心会向神打开，我们会跟诗篇里面的人说一样，我们不由自主就跟神说，你是何等美的上帝。
I'll share with you just two points.
有两件事，两个重点，我跟你们分享。
Let's go to the next slide.
下一篇。
And let's read Romans 8:26.
罗马书第八章。
Can we read that all together?
我们一起来读。
The first point that I want to share is that God's Spirit comes to us in an intimate way.
我要第一个我要讲是圣灵来到我们当中是一个要跟人产生一个非常亲密的关系。
In the language of Proverbs chapter 8, we just read.
我们刚才读箴言书里面也有提到。
And Proverbs speaks of the wisdom that has been with creation before is now with us.
刚才我们读箴言书里面讲到那个神的智慧是在创世以前就已经在的。
But here in Romans chapter 8, he speaks of the Spirit groaning from with us.
这边是讲到在我们现在读罗马书里面是讲到那个圣灵是与我们同在的。
Actually, if you remember your New Testament professor saying,to you when you study about the life of the Holy Spirit or ministry of the Holy Spirit, you need to read the whole chapter of Romans chapter 8.
其实如果你们有上过新约，老师有谈到新约教授们会教导有关圣灵，如果要读圣灵，一定要读罗马书第八章整章。
And in other portions, chapter 8, we see that the groaning is also describes.Creation groaning for God to come.
那个圣灵那个叹息，圣灵那个同在，是透过神，透过圣灵，让我们知道神是与我们同在的。
It also speaks of us groaning in our prayers.
Us,
the people of God, praying and groaning for His Spirit to come.
所以，当人在跟神建立关系中，人。这么渴望，人会自然要渴望那个神的同在。
So here, the groaning of the Spirit also reflects of His prayer together with us.
其实好像是当我们在祷告当中的时候，像经文讲那个圣灵，当我们在祷告过程里面，圣灵与我们同在，圣灵同在当时，我们知道神与我们同在。
And those who of you.Who have children, you know how that is a very personal way. You groan, you plead for your children's good health and well-being.
如果我们当中有人是已经是为人父母的，你可以想到你怎么样就是想象你孩子那种感觉，就可以想到那个亲密的关系。
Let me share to you a story as a father, so we can illustrate this.
我分享一些我当父亲的经验。
The intimacy of God.
那个神跟我们亲密的关系的同在。
I had my first child, a daughter, Carmen.
我的第一个女儿 Carmen.
We were in Kentucky when she was born.
她是在 Kentucky 出生的。
It's 2001.
那是2001年的事。
Now in the U.S. we have a practice where the fathers can come to the delivery room.
嗯，那个时候是刚刚开始，美国刚开始就是会允许父亲进到那个生产室对产房一起迎接孩子出生。
So the practice there is that the father come, and when the baby is ready to come out, the father is there to catch the baby.
所以就是爸爸会在旁边等孩子出来的时候，爸爸可以迎接，马上迎接那个新生儿。
Is that true here in Taiwan? No, right?
We're not allowed.
Not allowed. No. Yeah. It's same way in the Philippines. We're not allowed in the.
有的国家，台湾可能目前好像不会允许爸爸在旁边。
So I was very excited when I was there.
也是不允许。
And then when Carmen came out, the doctor called me, and then so I was ready to hold her.
快，那个我女儿要出来的时候，我很兴奋。医生叫我去接。
She was full of blood.
她全身都是血。
And when I caught her, I was so happy. I couldn't see anything else. I couldn't remember what was around me. I just saw her.
我抱着她的时候，我就是觉得在当下的感觉就是全世界的东西我都看不到，我的眼中只有我那个刚出生的女儿。
I was so overwhelmed with love that I even though with all the blood, I kissed her.
我就是感情很丰富哈，然后我就觉得我很感动，所以我不管她全身都是血，我马上就亲她。
And the nurse beside me here was touching me in the shoulder.
那个护士在我旁边。
She needs to get the baby so they can clean her.
我要把你女儿带走，我要清洁你的女儿。
I didn't notice her. I just kept walking.
她就把我女儿，我就是很兴奋。
The intimacy of God. This is how the majesty of the Holy Spirit comes in our lives.
这个就是这种感觉，就好像当圣灵临到我们的时候，神让我们有感受到跟神的那种亲密。
That is why in Genesis chapter 1, when the writer describes God breathing into Adam and in creation, that is the same way as kissing Adam.
当创世纪里面谈到神气息吹进去的那个亲密，好像是上帝在亲吻我们一样，那种亲密的关系。
When the Holy Spirit comes into life, it will be so personal. Only you and the Holy Spirit will knows when that happens.
当神来到我们生命当中，圣灵临到的时候，那种感觉是非常个人的，只有你自己知道你跟神的关系是如何。一个状态。
You will not notice who is around you or what is the circumstances, whether you're in the train or walking in the road. You will feel it and you will know deep in your heart.
不管外在的环境怎么改变，你心里面就是知道那个神怎么样，神怎么跟你亲密的同在。
And your response will be, Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all.All the earth.
所以在那样跟神那样亲密的关系里面，你心中就不禁的就会发出这样的赞叹：是神啊，你的名何其美，你是何其尊贵的神。
And you will say, Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in my life?
你就说你的名在我的生命当中，你会很自然的一个自我的反应是：你的名在我的生命当中是何其的美。
And that is what.The Roman writer is trying to say here that he groans with us. The Holy Spirit pleads and cries and groans with us.
所以这就是圣灵刚才我们读到罗马书里面讲到的，当第二十六节说圣灵亲自用说不出来的那个叹息，这个替我们祷告，这个叹息就好像那个神与我们这样的亲近。
And our response is.Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
所以我们会回应他的爱，我们会说，神啊，你的名何其的美。
The second point that I want to share, let's go to the next slide.
下面一张。
Is that God's Spirit comes and renews us.
就是圣灵来是要更新我们。
And if you want to read more about the Holy Spirit and His creative power and relationship to creation, this is one Psalms that you don't want to forget.
我认为如果要研读圣灵的话，这一篇这一节是一定要读的，特别他讲到受造物怎么样透过圣灵被更新。
You want to read the whole chapter of Psalms 104.
你应该要把104篇整篇要细细的去读它。
But this time, let's just read verse 30.
但是我们今天早上因为时间的关系，我们只读这一节。
我们请。
我们一起来读，请。
你们知道，你是可以。When the Holy Spirit comes, it will renew creation.
当圣灵来到我们当中的时候，他要更新这些受造物。
When the Holy Spirit comes, it will renew us.
当然是要更新我每一个人。
Let me tell you another story. You want to hear another story?
要不要听故事？我继续。
要吗？小朋友的故事。Another baby story.
另外一些分享。
I was a pastor in the Philippines. In the first year, I was a senior pastor of a church.I was a single 26 years old pastor.
我第一次在菲律宾牧会单独牧会主任牧师，我是一个单身的牧师，我当时大概只有26或27岁，是一个年轻人。
And so I was new to the work.
你知道，对我来说，这一切事工都是很新的。
And there was this family that came and asked for my counsel.
然后会有家庭会来，会请求我可以跟他们做一些咨商。
And the mother was pouring to me for almost 3 hours about the problems of the family.
那个妈妈，那个妇女会来跟我谈他们家的家庭问题，有时候一讲超过三个小时。
I was single. I didn't know what married life was.
我当时是单身，然后她跟我讲她的婚姻生活、家庭生活，其实我根本完全搞不清楚状况。
She was waiting for my advice and counsel.
可是这个妇女来，当然她讲那么多，就是希望我给她一些智慧之语，给她一些建议。
And then I come to church and we have a board meeting.
然后我们到教会要开会，执事会啊，小组长会议。
And there was this two persons board members fighting, and they wanted my leadership.To come over and patch things up.
可能在会议当中会有一些争执，那同工争执的时候，他们就会觉得期待我说你是主任牧师，你来裁决，你要做一个决定。
I was 26 years old.
我只是一个26岁的年轻人。
Very young.
很年轻。
I didn't know what the problems were.
我不知道，我搞不清楚我们这些到底什么问题。
So I prayed to God.
所以我跟神祷告。
And God consoled me. That's okay.David, I will take care of you. I'll speak for you.
所以神会向我说话，说大卫，你不要那么紧张，你放轻松，我会跟你说话，我会照顾你。
I went to my superintendent. We prayed together.
我去找我的监督，找我的上面的人，我跟他们一起祷告。
And he encouraged me, said, just keep going, David.
所以这个主任牧师会告诉我，哈，就会鼓励我说，你继续，不要太紧张。
But I was so tired. I was so discouraged. Although I knew their counsel, I heard God through their counsel. I'm still seeking for a fresh touch from God.
我觉得在那个情况里面，其实虽然神跟我说话，我也知道神会帮助我，可是事实上还是那个挫折感是不能克服的。
One day I was my day off.
有一天是我休假的日子。
So I went to my brother's house.
所以我去我的哥哥家中。
And my brother or my sister-in-law was there.
我哥哥跟我嫂嫂都在。
And she just had a baby.
我嫂嫂才刚刚就是有生完一个孩子。
Two days ago.
两天前。
So she was carrying my nephew, a two-day-old baby.
我那时候我的侄子才两天。
But that day there was only the two of us.
那一天就是我嫂子抱着那个两天的我的侄子，然后只有我跟我嫂子在那边，还有那个小孩。
And then that afternoon, she had the call of nature, so she had to go to the bathroom.
所以就是那天下午我在他们家的时候，我嫂子正好就是有一些，就是她必须要去洗手间。
So she said, David, please, hold
the
baby. 她说：“
大卫，你小孩子帮我抱一下。”
Here I was, 26 years old.
各位想象一下，我二十六岁
，very young，
什么都不知道。
This is my first time to hold a really small baby。
抱这么小的小孩。
And I held the baby like this。
我抱那个小孩是这样。
I was so scared I was going to drop the baby.
我很怕，我不知道怎么抱那个小孩，可能会不会掉下去，或者是发生什么事。
But I look at the face of the baby.
可是我看见那个小婴儿脸的时候。
And God spoke to me.
那个时刻，上帝向我说话。
In a very special way.
以非常特别的方式。
He told me, David, I will love you.
神说，大卫，我会爱你。
I will take care of you.
我会看顾你。
Don't worry about the pressures of being a pastor.
不要因为牧师这个职分给你带来这么多的压力。
I will be there for you.
我都一直与你同在。
So God used that baby to renew me, and after that, I was so renewed. I was so energized, full of energy.
很奇妙是，透过这个婴孩，神亲自向我说话，我就觉得我又重新得力。
When the Holy Spirit comes and visits you, you will be renewed.
这个就是当圣灵来的时候，你的整个人会被更新。
In Psalms 104 and other parts of Psalms, they speak of renewal like when the sun comes out in the morning.
在诗篇当中有很多处讲到那个更新，好像那个太阳升起。
And our response will be, Oh God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
那个景象的时候，我们就会很自然的反应说，神啊，你是何等美的神。
So are you getting my point now?
你们那个有抓到我的重点吗？
When the Holy Spirit comes, it will come in a very intimate way.
圣灵来的时候是一个非常亲近你的一个方式。
Only you
and him will know. 只有你跟上帝知道。
Well, if you tell your friend, you tell your teachers, that's okay too.
你的老师，那是另外一件事。
And second, when he comes, you will be so refreshed, renewed, revitalized.
当圣灵来的时候，你会发现你被更新，你重新得力，你整个人在重新的焕然一新。
You will be so re-energized that you will forget that two weeks from now you will have a final exam.
好像你会重新得力，从现在开始你会忘记你们是两个礼拜之后要考试吗？所以圣灵一来，你就会忘记这个考试这个事情，你会觉得很喜乐。
Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
神啊，你的名在全地何其威严。
That will be your response.
那应该是我每一个人对神的回应。
Let me end with a few more stories, and then we can end in prayer.
我要再分享一些故事，我就要结束今天早上的分享讲道。
Let's go to the next slide.
好，我们下一片。
Anyone here who knows this flower?
没有人认识这个是什么花。哇，你们好厉害哦！ I'm the only one don't know. I don't know what is that.
So it's the Dutchman's pipe, or sometimes it's called Queen of the Night.
对，它就是会弹花，好像是开花是在晚上。
And it blooms in the middle of the night, maybe sometimes 11 o'clock, sometimes 1 o'clock.
通常是11点，是午夜的时候。
By around 4 o'clock in the morning, it dies.
然后它会慢慢开到早上大概凌晨四点，它就会谢掉了。
And it only blooms once a year.
你知道它一年只开一次。
So this time, it was September 2013.
我记得这个照片是2013年9月份的时候。
I was so excited. I took my camera and took several pictures.
我很兴奋，我就是拿我的相机这边等。照了一些照片。
So I think this is the best picture.
这一张是里面照最漂亮的。
I have a friend from Kentucky.
我有一个从 Kentucky 来的朋友。
No, actually, no, wait.
It's not.
He's not from Kentucky. He's from Illinois.
Oh, okay. 他是伊利诺。
And he is a missionary in China.
他是在中国的宣教士。
And he would tell us stories of power encounter in the ministry there.
Yeah, 在中国，如果我们听他们讲他们的宣教故事，你知道都是你知道那一大堆的神迹，然后充满大能那些见证。
So when I was in Shanghai last week, he was telling us the story of they were preaching in a house church.
我上个月去中国，我遇到他跟我分享。他们好像在中国大陆聚会。
And then they heard the knock, and the police said, "Hey, open up. We need to interview."
他们聚会到一半，有警察就公安来敲门。
And so they had to go outside, cut their meeting short, go outside, go in the secret ways.
然后他们会有密道，他们一听到有人敲门，他们就要马上变换现场，然后马上从别的方向离开。
And he told me that is God just intervening, blinding the police so that they do not see us.
他会分享说，上帝会让会遮盖这些警察的眼目，会让这些警察找不到路，找不到这些聚会的人。
Do you have a friend from
可能有
中国大陆？
你们当中有没有人是在中国大陆有这样的朋友
？Of course, right? We have here.
你们可能有些人有朋友在中国的。
And next year we'll have more, right?
下一年度我们会更
多。They have many stories to tell us about the Holy Spirit's work.
当中有很多人可以分享在中国大陆发生这些神迹奇事。
But anyway, my friend, he told me the story, but he also said that when these are wonderful experience of the Holy Spirit.
他会在分享过程里面这些神迹奇事的时候，他会一再的告诉我，这是圣灵奇妙的工作。
He said.But when I am out there in the Philippines going scuba diving in the ocean, I also feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. When he's going out scuba diving in the Philippines, he feels the presence of the Holy Spirit when he's out scuba diving.
Is the same person?
Yeah, the same person.
就他这个我的朋友会分享到他去菲律宾去潜水的时候，他也会觉得在那个里面水里面，他也感受到圣灵的同在。
He said, "I feel renewed when I go down to the water and see the beauty of the fish and the corals."
他说，就算我在最深的水里、深海里面，我看见那些海里面的那些生物啊，这么漂亮，我觉得我可以感受到神的同在。
He tells me God visits me in a very special way.
他说神在很用很特别的方式与我同在。
When after my scuba diving, I can't go back to China, I am renewed.
透过这个潜水的经验，我享受这个同在，我可以再重新得力，回到中国去服事。
I have a Filipino pastor friend.
我有一个菲律宾的朋友，还是牧师。
And he was also a missionary to Cambodia.
Cambodia. 我有一个菲律宾，他是一个在柬埔寨的宣教士。
And he said when he was pastoring church in the Philippines, he has one way to spend his time on his day off on Mondays.
他说他跟我分享他是怎么样，如果他在休假日的时候，他是怎么样运用这个休假日。
He would do his carpentry.
他会做那个木工。
And he said, whenever I make a chair or a table, I imagine Jesus by my side.
他说我在做那个就是做小椅子啊小桌子那过程里面，我就很感受神的同在。
And he said, in that way, I feel God's presence with me, and I am renewed.
透过这样的经验。我觉得他同在的时候，好像我整个人又再一次，每一次可以重新被更新。
You see the picture now? What I'm trying to tell you? Every person here has different ways of encountering God.
你会发现每一个人，你有不同的方式去经验神的同在。
Maybe for the mothers through their babies.
也许对有些母亲来说，看见那个小婴儿的脸，他们可以被更新。
Maybe when you're walking around in the streets of Kaohsiung,
或者是有些人是在你在整个高雄市区当中走路时候，你可以被更新。
I don't know. You and God knows.
我不知道你是什么样的方式，但是你跟你的神会知道。
But for me, it's gardening.
像我是喜欢透过那个园艺。
That night in 2013 September.
在那天晚上，那个九月的晚上
，When I took a picture of that flower，
当我为这个昙花照拍摄一些照片的时候
，That was the time that I had so many problems in my life。
那个是我人生当中一个很低潮的时刻，我有许多的问题。
There was family problems。
我的家庭。
Our own family here。
我自己 还有我自己的家庭，还有我的原生家庭。
And I was ready to quit.
我其实当时很想，觉得我就是要辞掉一切，我什么都不要管了。
And I was ready to go back home to the U.S. and be a, and leave the ministry here.
我想说，我就是把这些现在是工辞职，我要回到美国去了。
I said I'm going to stop being a missionary. Now I will just go back and find work.
我就想说，我不要当宣教士，我要回美国过一个正常人生活。
But God.In His Spirit spoke to me through the flower.
但是很奇妙是圣灵透过这个花向我说话。
And I was renewed.
我再一次被更新。
And He visited me in a very special way.
他用非常特别的方式向我显明他自己。
Do you want that?
你是不是要这样的经验呢？
You want the Holy Spirit to come and renew you?
你要圣灵来到你的面前更新你的心智吗？
And then you will say,Your response will be, Oh Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
当你经验圣灵的更新之后，你会向神说，神啊，你的名在全地何其美。
I would like to extend that invitation to you. I would like you to come up front and make that as expression to God that you want Him to come to you in a very personal way.
在结束之前，我想有一个邀请，就是各位可以觉得自由地站到前面来，邀请你们在这个时候可以接受圣灵对你们个人的触摸，还有圣灵可以来更新你。
And I would like to ask Daniel, can you lead us in prayer, please?
然后我们会请院长为这些来到的人做一些祷告。
Would you like to do that?
你要不要走到前面来？
I invite you to come.
我可以邀请大家，如果你需要这个时候需要圣灵与你非常亲密的同在。
Be refreshed in the Holy Spirit.
然后再一次重新被心灵里面被更新。
Only you and God will know.
只有你跟上帝知道你现在的光景。
A very intimate way.
是非常亲密的一个关系。
And I really believe in my heart, you will be renewed, you will be refreshed.
我知道当你有这个渴望的时候，我深深相信圣灵就按照你心里所求的给你，他会更新你。
We'll ask Dr. Chen to come, please.
陈院长为这些站在前面的学生们祷告。
我们先一起来祷告，在主的面前。向着我们的主来呼求，求他再次用奇妙的方式临到我们，让我们在靠近学期结束的时候再次更新我们，让我们的心再被提醒。我们同声祷告。哈利路亚，主啊，我们感谢赞美你，我们谢谢主的恩惠。哦，主耶稣在我们当中，哦，你做奇妙的工作。哦，主耶稣啊，在圣灵在我们当中，在我们的心灵里面继续的更新我们。哦，主啊，奇妙的恩待我们。哦，主啊，好像你的恩待你的仆人。哦，主啊，大卫牧师一样。哦，主耶稣啊，主啊，也如同你更新过去你所有的仆人一样。主啊，赞美主，哈利路亚！主啊，这时候我们恳求圣灵做奇妙的工作，用你的慈爱恩惠来围绕我们。哦，主啊，用你的慈爱恩惠围绕我们，使我们在你面前享受你的恩慈，使我们在你面前享受你的同在。哦，使我们在你面前享受你奇妙的恩典。亲爱的主啊，再一次提起我们的心灵，提起我们的灵性光景。哦，主啊，赞美主，感谢你，感谢你的恩惠，赞美主，谢谢耶稣。哦，谢谢耶稣，你奇妙的同在，赞美主。哦，主啊，这个时候，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。亲爱的主啊，我们是向你呼求，我们向你呼求，主啊，主啊，是的，我们都需要你的恩惠，我们需要你的恩典，我们需要你这扶持，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美主。哦，主耶稣，赞美你。
天父上帝，我们这个时刻来到你的施恩座前，我们向你恳求，主啊，你如同你的仆人大卫牧师所讲的，你的名在全地何其美，你的名在全地有何等的威严。主啊，你所造的万物是彰显你的荣耀。主啊，你所造的诸天都诉说你的尊荣。我们感谢你，我们也是你所造的，所以我们也在你面前享受你的同在。特别在今天早上这个时刻，也是学期快要结束的时刻，有时候我们心灵低沉，有时候我们有许多的作业要赶报告要交，主啊，但是我们在没有办法常常来靠近你的时候，我们恳求早上这个时刻，圣灵用奇妙的方式，用亲密的方式来临近我们。主啊，在我们的心中抱抱我们，怀揣我们， 安慰我们，鼓励我们，特别对我们每一个人心灵来说话，来源圣灵微小的声音在我们当中苏醒我们，更新我们，让我们的心灵再一次被苏醒过来，让我们可以继续奔跑前面的道路。亲爱的主啊，还有两三个礼拜的时间，特别要恳求主圣灵格外的施恩在每一个同学的心中，特别这些渴望你被你更新的同学的心中，他们呼求，他们心里的呐喊你完全听见。主啊，今天早晨就用你奇妙的大能，用你的恩慈，用你的慈爱环绕在每一个同学当中。亲爱的主啊，如同母亲宝宝他的孩子一样，今天早上也恳求圣灵宝宝我们每一个同学们，每一个渴慕你施恩同在的同工老师们。主啊，这个时候我们要求你施恩同在，主啊，把我们里面的那个叹息，我们里面的深处的那种沮丧从我们心中完全除去，代替你的恩典，代替你的欢乐，代替你的喜乐，代替你奇妙的同在在我们当中，让我们因着你的同在，我们再一次提起下垂的手，发酸的脚，我们要继续往前奔跑。主啊，让我们重新得力，如鹰展翅上腾。感谢主，在这个学期末的时刻，让我们在经历如鹰展翅上腾的飞翔。亲爱的主啊，帮助每一个同学，帮助每一个老师再一次经历到你丰盛的同在，也帮助每一个同工经历到你奇妙的同在。主啊，我们把圣光的所有的老师同工还有同学都交在你当中。主啊，除去我们疲惫的心，除去我们里面怨叹的心，除去我们里面那个不满的心，让我们充满主的满足，充满主的同在，充满主的喜乐，充满主的平安。主啊，谢谢你施恩在我们当中，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。好，请坐。
谢谢柯大卫老师。那接下来是各处室报告，请问有哪个处室要有？
大家好，学生会这边一点报告，就是提醒一下，明天是期末的学生大会，没有小组时间，那准时11点在 Chapel 我们有一个学生大会，谢谢。
大家平安。上周的宣教义卖的活动非常的顺利圆满，在此次活动当中收到了来自很多老师同学